So I'd like to introduce you to Gabrielle and Raj Sundra, S-U-N-D-R-A. They have a business together called Relationship, Fun, and Games. And they're very much a couple that helps other couples create an incredibly intense chemistry together, a really beautiful, supportive relationship. There's a lot of respect and love in the modeling that they do, and they do a lot of communication skills for couples so that they can build that solid foundation for really great sex together. And when I met Gabrielle and Raj and I said, hey, you know, I have the Steamy Sex Ed program, they were immediately interested. She's like, I'd like to have a copy right now. And having looked at it, she told me how much she really appreciated it. And she's going to share that with you now. And Raj, I think, is there too. And then I'll get back up online and be able to talk to them. We're going to switch over to them now. And welcome.
Thanks, Susan.
Hey, Susan. Welcome. Hey, thanks for having us. You know, we got to meet Susan about a month ago, interestingly enough, at Adam Galad's wedding, who you just got to talk to. So great to see Adam, although I thought he was still in Italy on his honeymoon. But that guy, as he said, expansive. He gets around. He gets around. But, you know, when we met Susan, what I so appreciated was just how playful she is. I mean, here you are in this variety show and costumes. We got into the spirit. We've got some of our costumes on as well. And just, you know, the sense of bringing together play and passion is so important to us. We, in our work, we call it a P3 relationship, a playful, peaceful, passionate relationship. And really, we're best at the playful. We're really playful, even in fighting, even in sex. We're second best at being peaceful. And then our third area is passionate. And we, you know, we've been together 10 years, and we've committed to having every year to be having the best sex we've ever had. And last night was even the best ever, I'm happy to say. Thank you to Susan for the Steamy Sex Ed. We popped in another one of these last night. And it was only the massage one, the very first one, you know, the little baby step on ramp. But as I said, we're committed to having best ever sex. We actually put a whole bunch of fun games in place. I don't know if I should tell them about that. Well, I'll just tell them anyways. We do this practice called the Romp Recap, which is a way of, like, you know, kind of even better ifing your relationship. So your sex life, that is. So after 24 hours after we've had sex, we will ask each other, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10 in intimacy, sexiness, and technique, how was it? Well.
Yeah, well, last night after watching this video, we scored tens across the board.
Yeah, we were getting ready for this show, and Raj said, was that a triple-double last night? You know, tens across the board. I said, yeah, that was a triple-double. He said, was that a best ever? I said, yeah, that was a best ever.
Yeah, and, you know, Gabby said we've been together 10 years, married 7, and in our 7th wedding anniversary, we created not having the 7-year itch, but rather having best sex ever in our 7th year together. And the work that Susan's done with Steamy Sex Ed is just amazing. You know, it gives you access to so much that that you'd like to know or do in your sex life that you don't have any access to or any good, well-presented access. And this DVD set is awesome.
Yeah, I actually was talking to my mom this morning and telling my mom, hey, Mom, we're going to be on this show later on. And she said, oh, really? Okay, well, you know, what did you get out of the DVDs? And I hesitated for a minute because I wasn't sure. I was like, am I going to tell my mom this? But I knew the answer instantly. And actually, I had, you know, not just the best orgasm I've ever had, like a new category of orgasm last night. And as I said, that was just the on-ramp massage video. So we're big fans already. I think I've watched, you know, 3 of the 9 so far. And, you know, even the titles are kind of a turn on. You know, one thing I really like about it, you know, they are very sexy. You know, it's kind of like Kama Sutra, sex education meets pornography. But instead of like pornography where I have to, you know, worry about who's that person and, you know, the males are all super aggressive and, you know, who knows what's going on. And, you know, a lot of it is just not connected and it's just a bit of a turnoff. You know, this is like the best of both worlds, or as Susan called it, like what she called the antidote to pornography earlier today. She said that. And it really is. It's like steamy sex ed. You're learning a lot. And although about 30 minutes into, we just turned the volume off of the instruction.
Our on-ramp was successful.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of the on-ramp, she, at the beginning, and actually it's Jaya, which I want to like acknowledge, Susan, your choice of Jaya, and Jaya, your work. I've met Jaya once before on a panel she spoke at, and just love the space that she is of the sacred, but without being significant. And she just erases all sense of any shame or awkwardness and just holds such a really beautiful space for these videos.
Yeah, as people in the work of committed relationship, like Gabby and I are with Relationship Fun and Games, it's so refreshing to come across a set of work that it fits into, you know, we have this thing we call the P3 relationship, playful, peaceful, passionate. And to have something be able to like non-linearly jump the level of the passion in our relationship is just awesome. You know, we heard Adam.
Like I said, not just the best orgasm ever, but an orgasm in a whole new category I'd never had before. Totally. And I'm 40, almost, you know, next week I'm going to be 44.
Yeah. And I think that we all have so much sexual desire, but we don't necessarily know how to access it. And we're certainly not taught it. If we're taught anything, we're taught that it's taboo. And, you know, as men, anyway, I can speak for myself and some guys I know, there's a lot of awkwardness because, you know, how do we know what to do in terms of exploring different ideas with sex? And we can become awkward and make mistakes. And
there was no awkwardness last night, that's for sure.
It was so cool because it totally unleashed a level of comfort in terms of exploring new things. And you can watch the video and you're like doing things they're modeling on the video, but you're making it your own at the same time. And it makes lovemaking infinitely fun and interesting. You know, I, at one point I said to Gabby, this is way more fun than watching TV.
Yeah, we were like, are we going to watch Game of Thrones or the DVDs? And we went for the DVDs. Certainly a great choice. You know, because as we mentioned before in the romp recap and the three things that we score, you know, sexiness, intimacy, and technique, you know, technique is one area that is really represented in these DVDs, but it's not overly technical, and it's really tastefully done, and you know, it's totally unexpected, the transformations, not just in learning techniques, but in the experiences that we've had over the last few weeks on watching these DVDs. It's like, I don't know, technique times 10, you know, but it's got, you know, I love the different sets. That's one thing that I really enjoyed. You know, it's not just one couple and one instructor. In fact, the instructor, the narrator, is also, Jaya, is also in the DVDs. I love that element. And she was just awesome. She was just like a really great space of that. And they even would interview some of the models. You know, these are like real couples that, you know, come together and, you know, are really getting to be present and share with us, you know, pretty personal experience. But having the video, one couple melt into the other with the black sexy kind of black walls with all candles. It was kind of like a 50 Shades of Grey feel, and then there's the Kama Sutra red and gold, you know, sacred kind of feel, and then there was the dreamy feel with the white and the purple fabric, and I just really loved the whole way that the filming was done. Was like, as I said, it was like Kama Sutra meets sex ed meets pornography in the best way possible. I'm so glad I met you at Adam's wedding, Susan, and that we snapped this up and you had this with you, because it's been extraordinary.
Yeah, one of the things that I really love is that there's so much variety in terms of our sex life. And as I was saying earlier, we just don't have any exposure to it. And, you know, we're in the world of relationships, and we still can get stuck into, like, there's 5 or 10 things that we do in our sex life. And these videos, there's, like, hundreds of different things that they show you. They're easy, they're not like difficult, challenging things to do, and it totally just expands your sexual vocabulary so that sex just becomes endlessly interesting, exciting, and as Susan was saying earlier, transformational. You know, being able to expand yourself in the realm of sex, it opens up things in other areas of your life as well. And, you know, coming from a man's perspective, just being able to own my sexiness and just being that much more skilled and able to excite my partner in so many different ways. It's just such a fantastic gift. Thank you so much, Susan, for doing this series.